Now to your letters and this correction. In an early broadcast of our program last week, Weekend Edition food essayist Bonnie Wolf suggested that kosher foods were also gluten-free. Well, only some are. Kosher foods containing wheat and other grains with gluten are, of course, not gluten-free. Several of you also wrote in about my conversation last week with NPR foreign correspondent Julie McCarthy. She shared her experiences covering the recent floods in Pakistan.
We were losing light and knew that we had to move or we were going to be stuck there. So we had to catch the last ride out, and we did. And halfway through the flood tides on this truck, the engine flooded. And our hearts just sank at the idea that we were going to be stuck in this water that was rising above us.
George Snellman of Conway, South Carolina writes, "Does Julie McCarthy appreciate the irony that her reporting revealed? She is in Pakistan doing a piece on the dangers of flooding and has to be rescued from a flooded truck. Maybe reporters shouldn't be allowed in danger zones if they're going to require emergency workers to be redeployed to save them." Gail Aronson of Providence, Rhode Island says, does she feel any responsibility or guilt for taking away resources from the people struggling daily to survive the terrible conditions? It would not appear so from her report. Well, NPR's Julie McCarthy provided us with a response. It reads in part, covering natural disasters like Pakistan's floods is dangerous and not without its risks. To tell the story in its most complete and compelling way means inhabiting the reality of the flood-affected people. There was no urgent call put out to the Army. By coincidence, they happened to come up behind us. Their 5-minute diversion to help us helped us get the story out to millions of listeners. I travel through the world with a sense of deep appreciation and humility for all those who have helped me along the way. Many of you enjoyed my conversation with Eric Spiegelman and Sam Hoffman, creators of the website Old Jews Telling Jokes, which inspired their new book.
And what is the difference between a Jewish mother and a Rottweiler? Eventually, the Rottweiler will let go.
Barry Augenbrown of St. Petersburg, Florida writes, Jews were able to laugh at whatever challenges they faced in America, the pain of immigration, the difficulties of assimilation, the ugly face of discrimination, all were considered fit subjects for jokes, irony, and laughter. I think this ability to laugh at the trials that life confronts us with, however painful they may be, is one of the great secrets of Jewish survival. Send us your jokes, compliments, and gripes. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact the Show link. You can reach out to us on Twitter. The staff tweets at NPR Weekend. I'm at NPR Leanne, and that's L-I-A-N-E. We're also on Facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.